There he is, some guy in a bow tie wants to talk.
What we got going on that they're here? What we got going on that they're here?
One of Deer Park will rezone.
Okay.
What was it, was it the financial bond people?
Could be the financial bond.
I don't see any of that on here.
New business, hey.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I didn't even see it, it was kind of squashed in there. Wait, I feel bad you don't have one.
She's making comments.
Oh, okay.
Chair nine. Columbia Tower West, do they have two towers? I'm gonna get confused and go the wrong place. If I go. Gosh, I just don't know where to move the yard tonight.
Again, this is a public hearing on ordinance 37-2016. Additional appropriation from edit of $9,800. If there's nobody here to speak for or against, we will close this public hearing. You guys sure you don't want to talk?
Yeah. Impressed by the council?
Please just do the flag of the United States of America to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept it.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to accept the agenda as presented.
I think he says yes to, yes. She said Walters, but I'll say yes for him as well.
Yes.
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 And the agenda is approved by a vote of 7-0. Approval amendments for the August 22nd meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
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 And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say hearts and prayers go out to the family of Rose Sargent, who passed away just recently, and a longtime Knox County Commissioner and one of the highest figures in Knox County for many years. We're really going to miss him.
Yes, I think we'd like to also acknowledge the success of the Indiana Bicentennial Torch Relay Celebration. 2 days, a lot of activities, and culminating in the torch's arrival in, at Grouseland last night. So we certainly salute all the torchbearers and thank them and everyone else that was involved. The torch is still here, I guess, and going to leave tomorrow morning.
Anything else? Go to committee chair reports. report of city officers.
Just want the Sunny Pink Staff Fire Department, just want the council to know that 2 weeks ago at the Indiana Emergency Response Conference, Captain Larry Schatz was named Indiana Firefighter of the Year. That's a pretty high honor. You guys be aware of that. Thank you.
Okay. We salute that.
Anything else? Move on to old business. Ordinance 3726, an additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $9,800 from EDIT. Your first reading was August 22nd. Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall. We have second reading of Ordinance 37-2016.
Ordinance 37-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $9,800 from EDIT.
Discussion.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chatham?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Second reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of Ordinance 37-2016.
Ordinance 37-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2 from EDIT, $9,800 for banning engineering.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chatham?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
And third and final reading of Ordinance 37-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is Reedy Financial. This is in reference to equipment bonds. As we talk back through budget and stuff, it's time to redo the fire equipment bond where we, that's how we keep our fire trucks up to date. And we're also, I told you I would look at purchasing police cars and street department equipment. So this is all the plan on how we're going to get there.
I'm Eric Reedy with Reedy Financial Group. Our office is located in Seymour. We're a registered municipal advisory firm with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and I'm a certified public accountant in the state of Indiana. This year we've met with the mayor and the clerk treasurer. The department heads have submitted some capital requests, and from that we've prepared this document that shows a potential Series A and Series B bond issues for the city of Vincennes. And if you want, I'll just walk you through the document. Page one of the document shows a statutory debt limit calculation. Under Indiana statute, it's actually a constitution, a taxing unit, a local taxing unit, so this would apply to cities, towns, counties, libraries, schools, so on and so forth. You cannot issue more than your net assessed value divided by 3 times 2%. And for the city of Vincennes, that's $2,719,000. Your current debts that are subject to that is the fire truck that's paying off at the end of the year, currently has outstanding debt of $110,000. So your current debt capacity is $2,609,201, and what is being proposed is a Series A bond of $1.6 million, a Series B bond of $1 million. So you would have remaining debt capacity of $9,201. Page two of the report is the Series A capital project list. You can see the major portion of this bond issue would be police vehicles. of $777,000, police computers of $50,000, street sweeper of $197,000, and you can read on down what the remainder is. So you've got police department requests and you have street department requests on page two, and again, this is the Series A bond. Go ahead.
Series A is because that includes the entire city.
Yes, yes. So. And then the Series B bond excludes the portion of the city that's within the Vincennes Fire Protection District, and this would be paid back by basically 93% of the city that lies outside of that. So we needed to do a Series A and a Series B because of that. And you can see there's three line items. One is a new fire engine. $650,000 is the budget. Replacement of radios of $255,000, and then some backup generators of $50,000. So that's the Series B bond issue. Page four will come to at the end. It's kind of a summary. Whenever we put together bond issues, we do sources and uses, and on page five are the sources and uses of Series A. Over to the right, you see a debt service reserve calculation. Typically, with non-property tax debt, like your utilities, you have to have a debt service reserve, and there's an IRS regulation that requires that. And for utility debt, if it's TIF, something like that, you'd have to have that. But for property tax only, you don't have to have it. So we've zeroed all that out. But you can see the sources of $1.6 million and the uses of $1.6 million. Page six is the projected amortization schedule. And what we have set up on Series A and Series B that you'll see in a minute is five-year paybacks. And currently we have this at 2%. We're closing on short-term bonds like this for under 2%, so we think the interest rate will be better, but this is a conservative rate at this point in time. Series B is on page seven, the sources and uses. Again, no debt service reserve is required. So you can see the sources and uses there. Page eight is the Series B bond amortization schedule. Again, we're showing the 2%, 5 years. Again, that's a conservative interest rate. So if the city council so chooses to proceed with this, then we project that these will be closed by the end of the year. And once this is closed, we'll have final amortization schedules and debt service will not exceed what's on the final amortization schedules. These will have to be competitively bid, by the way. Page nine, what this shows are tax rate estimates on the Series A and the Series B. The Series B bonds are tax neutral because you have a debt that's paying off that's about the same tax rate. It's right at about 6 cents. The Series A bonds, we're showing at about 9 cents. We're going to talk about what the impact is to homeowners and taxpayers in general here in a moment. Page 10, 11, and 12 get into tax impacts for the Series A and Series B bond, but I was telling you earlier that page number four is a summary of all that. And what we have here down at the bottom on page number four, you see homestead, you see rental, you see commercial. And why we have that separated into those three categories is those would be the property tax caps. The homestead would be 1%. So a $100,000 home, the total tax bill doesn't exceed $1,000 in property taxes. The rental is 2%. Rental and ag is 2%. Of course, you don't have, I assume, ag inside the city, but rentals would be 2%, non-homestead. And then all other is 3%. So personal property, commercial, industrial property would be 3%. The mayor was telling me earlier that if you look at the far right column where it says Vincennes City, not living in the fire district. As I understand it, that's Vincennes City 1, the old part of the city. The projected property tax impact on this is actually zero, and that's simply due to the fact that all properties within the city are at the tax caps currently. On the area within the Vincennes Fire Protection District, which is about 7% of the city, if a home was at 80,000, which I understand all the homes in there are actually over that, but we just wanted to show you, you know, if there were any, the monthly impact would be $1.49, and then there is no impact 85,000 or over. That's why we showed the two different price points, so you could see where that impact would be. So from a taxpayer perspective, these bonds will not have a tax impact because all properties are at the property tax caps. So what that means is there's I call it a fixed sum of money from property taxes that comes in. It's not going to grow any longer unless assessed values grow. And all units of government are taking their share of that pot. And as I said, no homeowner or business owner will see a property tax increase.
So I kind of just want to make sure that I hear that correctly, because okay. I mean, it's one of those things that sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at basically a tax impact on the citizen of Vincennes that there's not a tax impact.
Correct.
For anybody.
For anybody.
Even homes that are less than $80,000.
Yes, correct.
Wow. Like I said, that applied to City 2 because City 2 has a lower tax rate because of the fire district. And it was $80,000 homes in that area, where I can assure you there aren't $80,000 homes in that area. All of them are well above that. So none of them are affected. And the ones that are in City 1, they're already at their tax cap,
right.
So they couldn't pay anything.
So really what happens here is the city has about a, I don't know what your knowledge is on the circuit breaker, but the city has about a 30% circuit breaker. And what that means is, let's just say the city's tax levy is $10 million. Because of the tax caps, you wouldn't receive $3 million of that. So you're really getting $7 million. The school and the county, because they're not wholly located within the city of Vincennes, their tax cap percentages are actually much less because folks in the unincorporated areas don't have as high of property taxes. So typically we see schools and counties with, you know, 10-15% less property tax caps than what we see inside a city. And all that's actually public information on the Department of Local Government Finance website.
Pardon? Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I think the department heads would like to make some comments in reference to this.
I think it's as far as the street department is concerned, it's an excellent idea. It moves us kind of from operating on a breakdown maintenance to one of preventive. You can actually, gives the department a level of certainty that, you know, be able to deliver the services required instead of waiting until something is. Until it falls apart, and then we have to take the financial temperature to see if we can do anything and that kind of thing. So it would benefit the street department tremendously just to be on some kind of schedule or renew when things would be coming up.
Thanks, Bryce.
And, you know, Bryce, I mean, over the past couple of years, like just this term that I've been on, the times that you've had to come and we've had to give you extra stuff to make sure we kind of patch something here and patch something there to keep some of those machines running. I mean, it's been a big cost. So, I mean, this would benefit you greatly.
Is the utility water department, don't they operate the street sweeper?
No.
No? Okay.
But that's
they did.
For discussion.
Pardon?
That's could be a later discussion.
Okay.
Terry Johnson, Vincennes Police Department. Once again, just like Bryce said, it'd be nice to get on some kind of a schedule where, you know, we're replacing police cars, you know, on a set schedule rather than just Also, Bill recently had cars that are 1998. They're money pit. So it'd be nice to get a nice fleet that represents the city. Have nice police cars. The police department appreciates the council money.
And with their help, the last 4 years, we've come a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
In getting those cars to where now, that if we put a program like this in place, the equipment should stay up to date and put it in shape.
All right, and just to kind of make sure that we're all kind of on the same page here, we're looking to continue this process to renew, so like in 5 years, we're not in the same position we have been before with police vehicles. Is that correct?
This will be just like the fire equipment loan or bond. Every 5 years, a new fire truck's bought. This will be every 5 years, just police cars and street department equipment. Okay. But you'll go through the same process of
listing what
put the thing in motion and
right.
Sunny Pinkstaff Fire Department. I will say, since we implemented the bond for the fire trucks and set up a replacement schedule every 5 years, it has been, lack of a better term, a godsend for us, because there is no other way that the city or we would have had the ability to replace a $500,000 to $600,000 fire truck, or even a $1 million fire truck, which is what's going to be happening, you know, probably in the next 5 years. So setting up this bond and renewing it each 5 years has helped us tremendously.
And with their bond, that will also buy that the radio equipment that we did not get the grant for, as
correct,
well as some couple generators for stations.
We applied for a federal AFG grant, which is the Assistance to Firefighters grant, and applied for new radios and backup generators at each of our stations. We were denied that grant. For whatever reason, don't know why. You have some cities like Indianapolis receiving $800,000, and a small city like ours that is in dire need of money, we didn't get anything, but that's neither here nor there. But we do have to replace these items some way or another.
Right, and it can either come through this bond or come up with money somewhere. So, and the existing bond was a $1 million bond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're just keeping it the same, and this allows him to get his truck plus this radio equipment. So. And just so you know, this is just discussion tonight. What will happen is the next meeting will be an ordinance for both Series A and Series B bonds to be voted on and move forward with public hearing and things.
So what we're looking at is 15 new police cars, new street department equipment with no effect to the taxpayer.
Right.
But this takes us to our debt limit, is that right? Is that how I'm reading this?
Yeah, about $120,000 less than.
So if we're looking at doing something with Station 2, and
the reason, because he decided the radios were more important, we're going to look at some things with Station 2 for drainage and see if we can help that situation and plan, still look at moving forward with that, but we'll have to come up with another plan to either update it or replace it.
Sonny, this is replacing all radios?
That is correct. Okay. Be all handheld radios, all mobile radios, and all station radios.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Reedy or any of the department heads or myself?
If I got a question, if you got 2% on the bond, if that would be higher when we go to buy the bond, and that would lower our debt. Is that right?
The interest rate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the interest rate was higher, then the payments would be higher.
If
the interest rate is lower, then the payments would be lower, and we anticipate it to be lower.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is also structured to where
what if?
let's say the police department was going to spread these vehicle purchases out, it could be bought like five next year, five the next, five the next. It doesn't all have to be done at once.
Yes.
Unless that's
correct.
What the plan needs to be. Just like the street department equipment, he's not going to get all this new equipment next year. It'll be bought through the
5 year.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that'll get us on a better schedule as far as replacing equipment. So it's not all.
I mean, in terms of like the what if situation, if we go up to this where we're 100,000 away from our debt cap, like concerns or, because we can't predict the future on that. I mean, I'm just trying to think things through, you know, out loud,
The city has other bonding capacities. You could do a CDOT bond, lots of cities do those. The RDC can do bond issues on their own. With the city has to, council has to approve those as well. You talked about a building project. When cities do building projects and school does the same thing, you set up a building corporation and those don't count against the 2% debt limit. The building corporation actually sells the debt. Right.
Just but like those would be additional taxes, though.
Yeah, but again, there's you're already at your cap, so there's no impact to the taxpayer.
The pool was done
separate, right?
Separate, so it doesn't have an impact on the cities.
All right. So just I know that I've said that, just to be clear, because I always want to, you know, you're looking through the numbers and having someone that's confident about this, the impact on the taxpayer, zero.
Yeah, there'll be a tax rate increase. But the impact to the taxpayer will be zero because they're already at the tax caps.
And excuse my ignorance on this, but if the tax cap is there and we need more money to pay back, but yet nobody's going to pay any more, how does that increase?
Well,
the money
I think that's
in?
A good question, actually. Again, there's a fixed amount of property tax dollars that haven't increased, and probably the tax caps came out in 2009. They were passed in 2008, and the city would have quickly reached the tax caps at that time. So in the entire taxing district, let's say that right now you're collecting $10 million. I don't know what the number is. I could find out. But it's not going to increase over $10 million, what's available in property taxes. You can increase your levies. When you adopt budgets, you can increase them, but it just increases what we're calling the tax cap. So what you're doing is you're vying for that $10 million hypothetically that's never going to increase again. Okay. So just to wrap it up, the general fund will receive just a little bit less. You know, on the school, the general fund isn't subject to the property taxes any longer. So the school general fund, you know, which is the operating fund, will not be harmed. They have two funds that are max levy funds, bus replacement and transportation. Those will take a little bit of a property tax cap. That's how this thing works. It'll be small.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So then next, on your next meeting agenda, you will see two ordinances, one for a Series A and one a Series B bond.
Okay.
We'll move on to Ordinance 38-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $33,787.04 from Edit and $1,679.60 from Riverboat.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 38-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 38-2016.
Ordinance 38-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, three payments from Edit, $33,789, and one from Riverboat, $1,680.
Discussion.
Question.
Wayne Fast.
Yes.
Brian Groh.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
Rockland.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 38-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. And I assume you will have a public hearing at 6?
Yes.
Next is ordinance 39-2016, adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 39-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 39-2016.
Ordinance 39-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance, sections 1, 2, and 3, essentially rezoning 1604, 1610, 1612, and 1614 Main Street, C2. Waller.
Discussion.
What is it?
This is, they purchased the property.
This is, yeah, St. Vincent Paul's facility on Main Street. Their mailing address is 1604 Main Street.
So it's the whole front of St. Vincent de Paul right there on Main Street, and then we've also bought the corner at 17th and Main. Its address is 2 North 17th Street. So the current St. Vincent de Paul has bought 5 parcels on Main Street. They're C1. We zone those to C2. Then we have the corner lot on the 17th and Main. That is R1. We zone that to C2. And look at the zoning map, it would make basically a nice perfect L of all C2, and on the backside on Busserin would be R1.
Their current residence there at 17th and Main?
The house has been purchased by St. Vincent de Paul. The current person that lives there, Mr. David Lovins, is moving his stuff out of the house now. We already have the deed, it's already been recorded, the house is ours, it is St. Vincent. So the house would eventually, we will be tearing down the house and expanding either parking lot or a sorting facility, which we'll hear about.
Great.
And then the next step is this will go to area plan, correct?
Yes, we'll be there on October 4th. I did it right this time.
And this was discussed during the previous rezoning, if you recall, that there was planning for this. So.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Call for the question.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 39-2016 passed by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $484,783.78.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims amount of $484,783.78.
Question. Yes.
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 Yes. You almost forgot me.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Anything in our miscellaneous?
Just one thing. I did distribute the booklets on KCDC's project for creating entrepreneurship opportunities, the CEO class, and just remind council to, you know, continue to provide feedback in terms of the idea of the council being a sponsor. That would either be a $3,000 one-time commitment or a $1,000 per year commitment over 3 years. I think it'd be a good idea. I think it's going to be a project that's going to make a difference in the community and keeping young people here and starting businesses. So I think it's a good plan. And of course, we always have Kent come and talk to us if you want more detail about it. But I think if we have funds in the council budget towards the end of the year, this would be a good use for that. Wouldn't propose making a decision right away, because we do still have some expenditures coming out of council budget that we need to see where our balances are, but could I think we'll be all right.
Could we start it at the beginning of the year, or is that too late?
Well,
I think so. They just need a commitment, I think, basically.
Because the actual program won't start.
Won't start until next August. So we could. So we could wait towards the end of the year and see how our balances are. But anyway, if you have any feedback, let me know.
Anything else? We just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We are adjourned.
We are adjourned.